very briefly tonight. Amen. Let me read in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That's strong conditions, folks. Amen. I mean, we can claim the last part of this verse only if we meet the conditions of the first part of the verse. Amen. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And after you've met the conditions, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13, 5. Let your conversation, that's the life you live, let your conversation be without covetousness. Of course, it includes the way you talk. And be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Have you met the conditions? Are you willing to meet the conditions? If you failed in any area, are you willing to ask him to forgive you and be committed to those conditions? Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Moore told me this morning, said when he went to open heart surgery, he said, I told him as he stood by my bedside, I'm not alone and I'm not afraid. He meant that he had the Lord with him. He had met the conditions. And the Lord said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He said, where there's two or three gathered in my name, there am I. Amen. Oh, I'd just like to see the Lord. I'd just like to feel God. Just get in agreement with some good saint of God that's committed like you are. Amen. He said, there am I in the midst of them. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I read in the prophets where Zechariah even prophesied, smite the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. I read in the Word of God just a while ago how that all the disciples forsook him and fled. You know why they forsook him and fled? You know why he cried from the cross, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I'll tell you why. That he might drink the cup of loneliness, the full gauntlet for you and I. That he might go to the depths of despair, forsaken and alone. My God, nobody, it seems, was ever more alone than the Son of God as he died on Calvary. Amen. Jack Schuller in his book, Some Dogs I've Known, told about his childhood as a preacher's kid down the hills of Tennessee, and an old stray dog took up at the house and he took him in. And they became real close friends, and every Saturday when school was over for the week and he had a free day, they would hunt all day, and They'd chase the rabbits in the rock and the dog would dig them out. Amen. And young Jack Schuler and his mangy fast dog had a great relationship going. A great friendship until it came time for Jack's dad to take a church out in Virginia. They were moving into a more fashionable church and they didn't feel like it would be nice to take a mangy fast dog along with them, and so they informed Jack that his dog wouldn't be able to go. And so one day, just before they was getting ready to leave, amen, the dog knew. He knew his master enough to know that something was about to take place. It seemed that he sensed what it was. And he said, that little old dog, as he looked up at Jack as they sat on the front steps, seemed to be saying, ain't I your dog? And when you chased them in the rocks, didn't I dig them out for you? Then why are you leaving me? Amen. And Jack had no answer for his friend, man's best friend. He said he'd never forget the lonely feeling when he looked back to see that little old dog wondering why he couldn't go. They got letters from back at the old manse, the church, the parsonage, and amen. And they told him, said, everything's going good at the church, but by the way, he said, we couldn't get that dog to eat. And said he just pined away, and finally, he just starved himself to death. Jack Schuler said, if men had the commitment that a mangy dog in the hills of Tennessee had to a little preacher's kid, he said, Jesus wouldn't have had to walk Golgotha's hill alone. I'd like to apologize to some of you, because in 21 years of preaching to you, I failed to instill into you the loyalty that you need for the house of God. The loyalty that you need for your church. The loyalty that you need for the things of God. Oh, you're free. You can do as you please. You can church hop as much as you want to, because it's a free country. But the reason I tell you that I'm sorry that I didn't teach you better, it's because I know that your life will never amount to 2 cents for anybody if you don't learn loyalty somewhere down the road. If you're not loyal to your church and to your pastor and to your people, amen, you'll not be loyal to your husband. You'll not be loyal to your wife. Look out! Amen. Somebody has failed somebody. Somebody didn't have ears to hear. Somebody didn't have eyes to see. Oh God! Amen. If men... Amen. Jack Schuler said, the more I see of some dogs, the less I think of men. Amen. If men had the loyalty of a mangy dog in the hills of Tennessee, then Jesus would not have had to walk Golgotha's hill alone. They all forsook him and fled. Why did they forsake him and fled? Amen. So Jesus could drink the cup of loneliness for all of us. And tonight the first thing you'll find living for God is that you've got a cross to bear. And the first thing you'll find that characterizes that cross that you bear for Jesus is loneliness. It's a lonely cross. It's lonely at school standing alone. It's lonely at the job standing for God. Amen. Ah, yes, that's why I wrote in that verse, amen, when I gave my heart to Jesus, soon I walked like a stranger in the crowd. It gets lonely when you take up the cross. Some walked, some left me in pity at the cross to which I had bowed. But when the trumpet sounds, amen, and I leave the ground, my troubles will suddenly run out. My defeated foes, they'll bow and go, cause tomorrow it won't matter anyhow. Tomorrow you're going to need that cross that you're carrying. Today they're preaching a shortcut salvation with no conditions. Amen. I heard a Pentecostal preacher right here in town say the other night, amen, he said, I'm not asking you to give up anything. Amen. Come on back. Just come on back. Don't give up anything. He repeated it 2 or 3 times. And I thought, where in the world did the message of repentance go? John the Baptist preached repent. Repent means to give it all up. Turn your back on all of it. Amen. Jesus preached repent. Repent means to turn your back on it. Give it all up. Amen. The apostles preached repent. Jesus said that repentance and remissions of sin, Luke 24, should be preached in all nations. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, yes. My friend, it's a lonely cross. But it's not as lonely as it was. Though men forsake you, if you're living for God, He said, lo, I'm with you always. Even to the end of the world. Praise God. He said here in Hebrews 13, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Amen. Somebody's here. You know the price of standing alone in your family, just like me. You may not believe it now, but Brother Fred Hatfield and some of them called me a miracle back there when I came out, because they knew my family. They knew there wasn't anybody in my family living for God when I got saved. They knew what kind of people they were. Amen. I was the first one to get saved and really go on with God. Mama got saved one time. I remember seeing Bill Adney and Charlie Ann got it baptized. My mama, when they shouted the victory in Spring River, right there in Mama Springs, praise God, where Warm Fork flows into Mama Springs. The Spring River. Amen. And glory to God, my mom got baptized. Amen. One time my Aunt Dosha got saved for a while. And I was at the house, at Grandpa's house, Grandpa Robinson's house, when they told Grandpa Robinson that Dosha got saved. Did you hear about it? And he said, yeah, they said they ought to knock her in the head while she's saved, and then she'd go to heaven. That's what Herbert Robson, my grandpa, said about his own daughter when she got saved. Amen. I heard him say it. I was there, just a little kid. Amen. I heard my grandpa say it. I was 12 years old when Orton drove by, spreading the news that grandpa had died with a heart attack, went to a drunkard's grave. As far as anybody knows, has been in hell. Amen. For my God. Amen. 50 years. Can you imagine that? Being in hell for 50 years and never, never, never get out. I'm glad I got saved. Amen. I became convicted that I hadn't witnessed to Grandma and Grandpa Collins in 1963. And so I took Dad and made a special trip back over that little old brick-sided house. I said, Grandma, Grandpa, I said, my trips home are fewer and farther between because I live so far away, almost 500 miles. Amen. And I said, Grandma, are you still saved? I went to Grandma's house decoration time down in Arkansas, and Grandma had got ptomaine poison from eating some chicken dumplings that wasn't fixed, prepared or preserved right at the decoration day at Old Flint Cemetery. Amen. They usually went to the two cemeteries that are closest together, and they decorated and had service at one, ate at the other one. Grandma was laying in bed, ptomaine poison, and I prayed for her, and Grandma got saved. Grandma chewed tobacco ever since she was 5 years old. She told me that. Amen. And Grandma Amen. She liked that star twist. And Grandma chewed tobacco. Both my grandmas chewed tobacco. Only Grandpa Robinson, he would whip Grandma Robinson if he caught her chewing tobacco. Whip her like a child if he caught her chewing tobacco. He could drink up all the money and be an alcoholic, but he didn't want his wife chewing tobacco. And so Grandpa would whip Grandma if he'd catch her. And so Grandma Robinson never did spit. She'd chew any kind of tobacco, Bull Durham, Prince Albert, anything she'd get, she'd chew any kind of tobacco. Amen. And I wonder why she pooched her lip out like that all the time. Amen. And she swallowed the juice. She didn't spit because she got caught chewing. Grandpa would give her a whipping. Amen. And so Grandma went ahead chewing, but she never did spit. She just swallowed the juice. Amen. And I prayed for Grandma Collins. Incidentally, both of them got saved. Grandma Robinson got saved, praise God, and quit chewing tobacco and died. Amen. In the faith. And Grandma Collins got saved that day. And I asked her years later when I was there in 1963. I said, Grandma, are you still faith saved? Are you still trusting Jesus? She said, with all my heart, Junior. Amen. And I said, Grandpa, don't you think you'd like to give your heart to God? Amen. Oh, and he cried. I begged and pleaded with Grandpa Collins, and he cried. Amen. I hugged his neck on the front porch, and I said, Grandpa, give your life to God. He cried. He said, pray for me. I told Sister Rosie, I said, I believe Grandpa Collins under conviction. If you feel like it at all, go by and see him and maybe he'll get saved. I got the word. Amen. Later that summer, that was Christmas time, that summer that Grandpa fell dead beside his lawnmower. Grandma Collins had found him laying beside his lawnmower with no indication that he ever prayed. But you know, I got a suspicion that Grandpa prayed. Because I had a dream a few years before that, and I dreamed I killed a big, fine buck deer. And I cut that deer's throat. In those days, sometimes we'd cut the deer's throat. And how that deer's throat, when the blood started coming out, there came a living fountain, a spring. And it filled up a pool nearby, clear, flowing water, flowing from that deer. Amen. And me and Grandpa bent down and washed in that pool. And Dad stood off to the side, and Daddy wouldn't wash. Amen. When my daddy walked to the end of the driveway 4 years ago and put the old deer rifle to his neck and pulled the trigger, I'll tell you, I wish Daddy to give his life to God, but I'm glad I did. I'm glad I gave my life to God. I walked and carried that cross mark when I had to carry it alone. I hitchhiked to church when nobody went with me. Amen. I went when nobody else wanted to go. I don't tell you something, boys. You're going to have to mean business with God no matter what the other guys does. You're going to have to get down to business with God and go all the way with God. Oh, it's better to have company. But if you're wishy-washy, you'll wishy-washy right out every time. Amen. Oh, glory. Praise God. I was glad. As I went to Grandpa Collins' funeral after he fell dead beside his lawnmower. Amen. I turned on the radio. We drove all night. It was coming daylight as we drove across that crooked road down there in Boot Hill of Missouri, 142 that y'all, amen, didn't like too well when you drove down to my dad's funeral on the bus. Amen. We were driving across that and I tuned in Blytheville, Arkansas, KLCN, and I heard some folks I knew singing, after all, this life is over. Amen. And my troubles have been ended and I stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, makes me feel that I can make it after all. Praise God. After all, this life is over and the troubles have been ended, and I stand upon the mountaintop so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, makes me glad that I can make it after all. I'll tell you tonight, you can make it. You can make it just like I did. You can make it when they make fun of you. You can make it, praise God, when they fall by the wayside. Amen. Wonderful thing about it is, the night I got saved, there wasn't nobody saved in my bunch. Amen. But the night after, five of my friends lined up and shook hands with me. Squared their shoulders, military style, and mockingly shook hands with me one at a time and said, "Howdy, preacher." That was, as far as I was concerned, hitting below the belt. Because the last thing I ever wanted to be in this world was a preacher. I'd gone to those singing schools and sung Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. Amen. Do, Ti, La, Sol, Fa, Mi, Re, Do. Amen. I learned shape notes and learned how to tell the keys. And amen. Sung songs that we'd never sung before. Amen. All of us went to the old time country singing schools where we'd pay a singing teacher $4 a night for 10 nights. To teach singing to us. We'd have a pie supper. Amen. We come ride to town after I got saved with Bill Cathy. He had what we call a fine car. He had a 46 Chevrolet that was pale green, two-tone. Amen. It rode so smooth. And me and Mama's walking to town, and Doyle picked us up, and my Mama pipes up from the back seat, "Did you hear Junior got saved?" He said he did. Well, Doyle, he'd been in them singing schools too. He said he'll probably make a singing preacher. And I said, from the back seat, piped up in my little squeaky voice, I said, "No, I won't neither." Amen. It's all right being saved, but to be a singing preacher was a long ways from a radio star or a movie star that I thought I might be someday. Amen. Great Lord have mercy. Amen. I'm glad I took that lonely cross. I'm glad I drank that cup of loneliness with Him. Amen. Because I've seen them rise and fall. I've seen them come and go. Praise God. And I've seen a bunch get saved because I broke the way. Amen. The night after I got saved, five of them boys that shook hands with me and some more too hit the altar and they got saved too. I was so bashful I couldn't hardly raise my head. Couldn't pray hardly above a whisper. But they sung to the old time religion. Amen. And Paul Point, O.V. Young, J.D. Collins. Amen. And my little brother was all singing to the old. They did a whole lot worse than I did. I'll tell you, if you'll be determined to live for God, you'll not walk alone. Amen. Sad thing about it is, all of them backslide. All of them backslid. My brother backslid. Amen. Paul Pornick backslid and died of a heart attack in Michigan when he was 35 years old. Leon Longley backslid. Amen. And had a wreck and killed himself. Amen. And some thought he might have done it on purpose, but anyway, amen, he missed the curve. His home broken up and divorced. Leon didn't want to live. Amen. They found him in his truck at the bottom of the hill. Amen. He rounded the curve, I think, Kirkfield Creek Hill. Amen. O.V. turned into a hippie practically. Once in a while we run into him yet. Amen. Be still. Still won't live for God. Amen. But I got hopes that someday some of them will come back. I got hopes that Carl's going to come back. I got hopes that OV's going to come back. I got hopes that my sister's going to strike fire. Amen. And hit the rock one more time. Praise God. They're going to church up there in Indiana, the same church Ray Bolt goes to. Amen. Ah, oh, yeah. Amen. But they're a lot further from what my sister knows and where she came from. Praise God. Amen. And I'm looking forward someday to see them all. I never thought I'd live to see the day that Lee Martin would be going to church, saying prayers over meals. Amen. Because he came from the Martin family, and they was meaner than the Collinses and Robsons. We come to making fun of old-time religion. Amen. And I heard him say outside that tent, as they spoke in other tongues, he said, "That's crazy, ain't it?" Amen. I live long enough to see Lee Martin take up that lonely cross and live for God. Praise God. And ask grace at the meals. Praise God. There was a time that a local Queen England was the only one that asked grace. And he'd stop everybody everywhere anytime. Amen. And he'd say the same thing every time. But Uncle Cleve said grace. I was kin to him on both sides. Aunt Essie was a cousin, and Uncle Cleve was a cousin. He was Grandma Collins' brother, and Aunt Essie was kin on the other side. Amen. And so I had a lot of double cousins in those days. A lot of them, Church of Christ. Still Church of Christ. Church of Christ background. But right away, I began to read the Bible for myself. Hey, folks, don't take nobody's word for it. You got to read the Bible for yourself. And God don't want you staying in the first grade all your life. I know it's painful to go on. Amen. I mean, that teacher showed me how to make ones on the blackboard, and I filled that blackboard with ones. The next day, she said, "Come on up the blackboard again." And I said, "I know how." And I started making ones again. And she said, "No, we're not going to make ones today." I said, "We made ones yesterday." She said, "We're going to make twos today." I didn't want to make twos. I want to make ones. I just learned how to make ones, and I wasn't ready to start making twos. But it was painful for little Junior, 6 years old, to learn how to switch from ones to twos to threes to fours to fives, from addition to fractions, and then finally algebra. But I had to do it in order to get an education. And sometimes it's painful when you want to wrench people out of the first grade. Amen. Out of the doctrines of faith toward God and baptisms. Amen. And go on to perfection. Praise God. But you got to take that lonely cross. And if everybody stays behind when the light shines on your pathway, you got to go on. But if you go on with God, he said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." How long? How long? When? In the what? World. Has that come yet? Hadn't come yet, has it? He's still with us, isn't he? Raise your hands and praise him. He's still with us. He said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." And the end of the world hasn't come yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Clarence Edward walked with me to church that night that I got saved. I've told you the story many times. But that night I got saved. Clarence didn't get saved. When all the rest of them got saved, and 23 got baptized in water after the story was all told. My sister, my brother, J.D., Paul, Leon, a whole bunch of us got baptized. 23! Amen. In the old swimming hole, we turned it into baptizing. Praise God. Amen. What a day that was. Amen. Smiling young people. Happy in Jesus, got baptized. But Clarence didn't get saved. Clarence Edward didn't get baptized. He followed that macho life. Amen. 6 feet tall, Nice looking, head full of hair. Amen. He never did lose his either. Some of us lost ours. Clarence never did lose his until at the age of about 53, he came down with cancer. Due to the intensive treatments, Clarence Edward lost all that fine, thick head of hair. His dying request was they not even open his casket. He didn't want to see him without his hair. Amen. I invited Clarence to church at Old Midway Church. Called him up, made a special effort, because I knew he was dying with cancer. I said, come go to church with me, Clarence. They're having a revival at Midway. He said, I got other plans, Junior. He wouldn't go. 7 years ago, at the age of 55, Clarence Edward died. Amen. His son, Jack, was so proud of. Amen. Such a nice kid. No bad habits anybody knew about. Amen. Jack grew up in town, tall, handsome. Became chief police, deputy sheriff. Finally served as a game warden for a year or so, a term. And ran for county sheriff of Fulton County. Amen. And then ran for a second term. But by the time the second term came, there was already repercussions about things going on in the sheriff's department. And he squeaked through the second term. This week, they had Jack's funeral. Barely 40, if that. Amen. They found him dead in his car. A divorce. Amen. They don't know. Nobody knows except the ones that took the autopsy. What took Jack? Amen. But Jack, as far as anybody knows, didn't know God. And that's the sad thing about it. I'm glad I live for God. I'm glad I raised my kids in church. I'm glad they've got a desire to go to the house of God. Go to church all the time. Keep doing it, children. Keep going for God. Amen. If you'll go for God, God will stand by you. If you'll do what He said to do and be faithful to God, God will not let you down. Lord, I'm with you always. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And because He hung on Golgotha alone and was forsaken and drank that cup of loneliness, you don't have to be afraid tonight because you're not alone. Amen. He's with you. He said it, and I believe it. Father, bless our remarks. Challenge our hearts. Draw us to God, I pray. Say, my friends, don't let a young person's heard me preach. Go out of here lost. There's no future in living a life of sin. The only future is walking with God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand with us, and as they sing, we invite you around an altar of prayer. We invite you to put your hand in the hand that made the waters. Put your hand in the hands of the man that built the mountains. Put your hand in the hand of the one, praise God, that was nailed to the cross that you might be saved. Whose side was riven that you might have life and have it more abundantly. As they sing, we invite you to an altar of prayer. Come on.